Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We've learned different areas of halacha that need a bezin shel shloisha, both those that relate to dinei mamonos and outside things. We had the end, we had a few things, maybe a psachidish of 5 or 10, but we haven't yet dealt with dinei nefoshes. Here the Mishnah says dinei nefoshes be'esim shloisha. What goes into dinei nefoshes? L'chayre, anytime a person is accused of a crime, they're going to kill him. There are, however, cases where you could hear it as dinei nefoshes despite the fact that there's no person on trial that they're going to kill. So the Mishnah has to speak those out, b'mefurit, specifically. Haroiva v'hanirva. You have a case with the pasuk says in Pashas Achri Mois, Pashas Kedoshim. A shoyer was bo al isha, or the isha was nirvas to the ish. In both of those cases, the behemah is chayv skila, and memelu we dan the behemah with esim v'shloisha. Shenema v'horakto so isha v'sa behemah, v'oima v'sa behemah ta'aroigu. Pasuk says that there's a din of harigas ha'behemah, but it's not only that. The din of harigas ha'behemah is compared in the pasuk. Ho'isha v'sa behemah, and also v'sa behemah ta'aroigu. The first part of the pasuk is Mois yumos on the person v'sa behemah ta'aroigu. So clearly the Torah puts them together. Chazal understand that the process of the diun, even though Batsim, you look at a shor, what are you dealing with? You're dealing with taking away Reuven's shor because it was involved in a gefer l'chamaisa with Shimon. But what does that have to do with the shor? No. Since the psak is a psak of misa, it needs to go through the due process of dinei nefoshes. The same idea, the Mishnah also says, l'gabi shor ha'nisko, v'esim v'shalisha. Shor ha'nisko was neger. Normally it's Hilchas Mazik. Over here it happens to be the shor ha'nisko we're talking about is a shor that was memis odom. Behem is also chayv skil. The Bailam is not mokhluyim moment. Shenema ha'shor yisokol v'gam ba'ol of yumos. The Torah puts them together. By the way, what's the ba'ol of yumos? The ball of Yumas over here is Misa B'dei Shemayim. That means if a person allows his behemoth 3 times to kill, the Gam ball of Yumas, the first 2 times that the behemoth is Memis, is Retzea, is Chai Misa, the fact that the Bezin didn't deal with it, and the 3rd time Lamaisa he was Memis again, the Torah adds the Gam ball of Yumas, and then the Chi of Koifer. But the Chi of Koifer is, there's a whole Shaila in the beginning of Makis, whether the koifer that the Bailam has to pay to the Yorshim of the victim of the Shor HaNisko. Do we see that as momen? Is he paying the monetary value of the victim? Or it's kufra kapora and he's paying the value of himself, how much he's worth, as a kapora on the Vegan Ba'ol of Yumos. Abavinishvi, that's all the money that's being paid. The Shor Yisokel is certainly dinei nefoshes, but it has the din of a gambol of yumos to teach us that it's a yumos that has the dinim of dinei nefoshes. Hazei v'ari v'adoi v'anoma v'abadlos v'anochosh. This is just a zaitig nekuda, because the Chari raises Shor Yisokel. These 5 animals, I mentioned at the end of the first parak of Bava Kama, that they're behemoths that are olul, they're mu'odim. Normally, like we said, behemoth is a short time, the 1st time, the 2nd time. It's only the 3rd time where we see the Bailam as having known that this shor is a shor haniskel. These animals are olul and they're oimid lekach, to destroy and to kill. A wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, maybe it's a leopard and a cheetah, nomer and badl, it's not clear exactly what we call them in English. One's a small animal, one's a bigger animal, and a nochosh. All these things, misosim ve'esim ve'shloisha. Santa Zach exactly. Okay, what he's just saying is that these 5 animals are like a shor. Did I think that a shor is different than a horse or than a sheep? Whichever animal kills a person is misasim esim v'shloisha. So the Gemara adds a whole commentary here. Let's read the next few lines of the Mishnah. Whoever has a chance, it's a zchus. Whoever can kill them first gets to kill them first. No need to go to a bezin, to go to official channels, just knock them off. Kivayimi says back, misosim v'esim v'shloisha. So what is Rebbe Leza saying? What's the Tanakama saying? What's Rebbe Kiva saying? Biyachas to Rebbe Leza. Is Rebbe Kiva just repeating the Tanakama? See, here's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that when a person owns a shor, So the shor shehemis, the din is, the din of the shor is that it has a din v'gambol of yumos, kimisa balam kach misa shor. Let's say the behemis hefka. Let's say you have a wild shor that runs into town every few weeks and shtoises somebody. The halach is over there, it doesn't need a bezin shalasim v'shloisha because that animal is not, it doesn't have to go to due course because it doesn't belong to somebody. There's a makom to understand that the bezdim shalasim v'sholish is because when you're killing the shor, b'midu mesuyama, since a bailam is responsible for the shor, that means b'midu mesuyama, even though you're not going to do anything to him, but the bailam is also on the docket. It's a din teira, it's a case, it's a criminal case against the bailam as well. That's why it has that din. But stam a shor running around, okay, knock it off because you're afraid that it's going to kill somebody else. That's not, doesn't need a whole case with an official bezin shel chov gimel. So the shaila is over here. We're talking about these five zeiv, ariv, chule are owned by a person, and on that the Mishnah says misosim ve'esim v'shloisha. They also have the din of a shor because when they're owned by a person, there has to be due course with a capital case. On that, Rabbi Lezer says no. Aviv vait they killed. So then it's nizbarer that they are wild in the first place. A shor is not supposed to kill by nature. So therefore, when the shor is owned by a person, the person usually controls faked. If he doesn't control, then it's an indictment against you kill the animal, but you're really putting, it's an indictment on the bailam. The bailam should have trained the animal. But these five minim can't be trained. If they can't be trained, it has nothing to do with the bailam, and therefore, kol hakod morgan zocho. At the end of the day, since they're owned by somebody, so the diun is a diun on the bailam as well, and then there's a din of kimisa bailam kach misas hashor. No, the Gemara just says, what's the difference in Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva? Normally, if it said it's two tanoim, it sounds like there's a chilik. So the Gemara says, based on a braisa, that only nochash has been named. The other four, zev, ari, doiv, nom, about the sorry five. Those five, Rabbi Kiva agrees with the Tanakam if they're owned by a person, misosim esim shloisha, but a nochosh not. The nochosh is the immortal enemy of man, all the way back from Pashas Bereshis. So, mele by him, if he kills, that means he shouldn't have been owned. It's like a chay shel hefke, kol hakodem lohagon zocha. Mishnah hey. Ein donen loyas hashevet. The Mishnah over here is going to talk about being done dine nefoshois. On Roiva v'Shevet. That means we're dining over here, Chveis v'Rachmanson. Roiva, the members of one of the Shvatim, is only in the game, the first Pesach Mikdash, second Pesach Mikdash. There's no way we could ever make a Cheshman Roiv of one Shevet. We don't know where the Shvatim are. We don't know who belongs to the Shevet. But when Klai Yisrael was where it's supposed to be, you have a Roiva v'Shevet, you're dining the Shevet. You're not just dining individuals. Roiva the Shevet means you're dining the Shevet. That's one thing which takes it out of the realm of a regular private capital case and takes it to something on a Klal Yisrael level. Let's introduce a concept. The difference between a Sanhedrin Shel Chov Gimel, we had a Bezin of Gimel, that's Dinim Ominous, and other Dinim. Then we have the type of Sanhedrin, which is a Sanhedrin Shel Chov Gimel, again, it has to be Sanhedrin of Smuchim. They were only done, we pointed out, when the Sanhedrin HaGodl of Ayin Beis sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. That means that the source of the koyach of the Sanhedrin to dan din nefoshes comes from the ultimate Sanhedrin, who are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin HaGodl, and they have to be samach v'nir to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Mokom HaMizbeach. That being said, l'maisa, the Sanhedrin Shel Chov Gimel, was b'chol asa v'asa. Didn't even have to be dafka in Eretz Yisrael, k'mi chutz la'atz also, as long as the Dayanim had smicha in Eretz Yisrael. However, there are certain types of cases which are not diunim on an individual. They're diunim on the klal. Matters of the klal have to be decided by the Sanhedrin HaGodl, which is why the dayanim that decided Kiddush HaChodesh, even if it says that we had three, and Ibur HaShana is 3, 5, 7, we had earlier in the Mishnayos, but they weren't stam Sanhedrin. They were Sanhedrin members of the Sanhedrin HaGodl. Why? Because that's a matter of klal Yisrael. Deciding takonis, halochois, paskening shalos that are not clear, the Gans Klai Yisrael, that's already the realm of the klal, that's Sanhedrin Shalayim Beis. Here we have something which is dunning individuals, but we see it as a diun, as a case against the klal. What's one? Donas Hashevet, Rev Hashevet. A second, v'loyis novi sheker. A novi sheker is also, even though l'chayr it's a private individual, a novi sheker is, we find out that a novi was misnav a sheker, that his einish is bechenek. Pasuk says umeis. So that's usually bechenek. Still, it's considered, since a novi represents the klal, his mission is to the klal, a novi sheker is a moil against the klal. His case is a case protecting the klal. So it has to be a klal digadiyun. V'loyis kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is certainly ish haklal. These are all learned out of the psukim. The pasuk l'mashal in Parshas Yisro'i says kol hadavar gadol yaviu elecho. Anything big has to come to Sanhedrin haGadol. What's dava gadol? The Gemara learns out. The Gemara gives it a knetch. Not only dava gadol, but dava shel gadol. Who's a gadol? A gadol is somebody who represents the klal. The Novi Sheker has a mission to the klal. The Kohen Gadol represents the klal. All these type of discussions all have to be had. LRP Bezdin Shel Shim Ve'echad. We say 72, but the Lashon of the Mishnah Shim Ve'echad, we'll discuss that more in the next Mishnah Bezdin Hashem. So these are diyunim that have to do with the klal. Ve'ein Metzin L'Mochomis HaRishus LRP Bezdin Shel Shim Ve'echad. To take out the soldiers of Klal Yisrael to Mulchama needs to be with a decision from the Sanhedrin Shel Shim Ve'echad. Again, it's a decision certainly for the klal. The only Mulchama that doesn't need Sanhedrin was only the Mulchama that the Rebbein Shem told Klal Yisrael to go, which is Mulchamas Yeshua to capture Eretz Yisrael. Ein Meisifin Aloir Ve'al Azor Yisrael Al Pi Bezdin Shel Shim Ve'echad. The Gvulim of Yerushalayim and the Azor is fixed to a certain size. There's a process that's described in Psukim and Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, where they were Mekadosh again the walls of Yerushalayim. So there's a process over there. They have to go out with Lachmei Toida. It's a whole Avodah, but it also has to be done with the decision-making process of the Bezdin Shel Shim Ve'echad. This din of Ein Mesifin Aleiv Al Azorois is learnt out. The Gemara brings it into Santa Makor. The Pasuk says in the end of Sefer Shmos in Parshas Kisisu Kol HaShemari HaShani Marois Chol V'chein Tasu. V'chein Tasu on the whole Tzura of the Mikdash means that it has to be done that way. And it was Neskadosh HaYidei Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says L'gabi various dinim, L'gabi Kiddush HaChodesh, we had it, that Moshe Rabbeinu Shokol Keneged Sanhedrin Kuloi. So Memela, that's why it was Neskadosh HaYidei Moshe, or the equivalent of Sanhedrin HaGadol in any future door, which is Shokol K'Moshe. That's the way that din is done. It also has to be done, this din we just said, with a Novi. It has to be done with a Melech. And it has to be done also with an Urim V'Tumim. It's a whole sugya and shvuis on the exact process. The previous din that we said about sending out the soldiers to Mulchemes or Rishus without a psak from the Sanhedrin is learnt out by David HaMelech. That says David HaMelech in Divrei Hayomim. It says that before he went out l'Mulchama, he went to ask V'achreach Yitoyful Yoyod bin Yo Vev Yosor V'sar Tzvo l'Melech Yoyov. So the Gemara says that the Seder Yitzir L'Mulchama by David HaMelech was, first he went to Achitofel, who was the Yoyitz. He was the Minister of Strategic Affairs for David HaMelech. Then he went to the Yoyod Ben Yo, who was the Rosh Sanhedrin. And then he went to Avyosar HaKoyin, who was the Urim V'Tumim. One only asked from the Urim V'Tumim. The process is described already in Chumash, asking from the Urim V'Tumim. That's only, again, Binyane HaKlal. So it was when the Sanhedrin had a Shaila of the Yitzhak Muhammad, then they consulted with Urim V'Tumim, and simultaneously that decision was made. So Vayis says that David HaMelech went to the Sanhedrin also for that. That's where we learn out that din from. In the original Mahalach of Asiyas HaBote Dinim, that are found in the Pasuk of Shoftim V'Shoftim Titul Lecho and Pasha Shoftim, so over there, one of the drashas that Chazal learned out is that there was a shevet for each, there was a bezdin for each shevet. There was a separate Sanhedrin that dealt with the Yoni HaShevet. The Rav brings, K'd'ashkechon b'moshe duki Sanhedrois, u'moshe b'mokim shim ve'echad koi, the appointment of an official Sanhedrin for the klal. And remember, we had Rubei Shel Shevet when we're being done, has a din of a diun on the klal. Each shevet is a klal. So Mela needs Bezdin Shel Shim Ve'echad. Making a Sanhedrin for the shevet in total is in Yen HaKlal. Not making, not necessarily is that true, legabi the asiyah of Sanhedrin in each town, in each place. It also had a Sanhedrin. We'll see in the next Mishnah. That didn't necessarily need from the Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'achot, because that's not in Yen HaKlal. That's the Sanhedrin that could be done that town. Again, over here also we have a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim when roiv of the residents of a city, din avoy dezorv, Rachman al-Tzlan, the whole here has to be destroyed. All the members of the city are killed. All the possessions are hukram, and the city is left empty forever. Pashtus, it sounds like a punishment for those people, but Chazal understand that that is considered a klal zach. They learn it out of a pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Vaytzei so is isha hu, oy so isha he ish vi isha atem vaytzei el shorecho, vi i atem vaytzei es kolo ir el shorecho." The pasuk that says, "Taking out shorecho," always in the Torah refers to bezin. The bezin would sit b'shorei ayir. You find in Sefer Rus and by Mordechai. That was the place. So shorecho in Torah refers to the bezin. Yochid, that's over an aver, you want to dan him, Rachman al-Tzlan, that could be shorecho. But when you're danning the tzibur, a whole city is already considered a tzibur, it has to be shar miyuchod, which means the shar of the Sanhedrin of Shem Ve'echod. And oisin ir anidachas b'svor, the Mishnah Stam adds details, you can't make an ir anidachas b'svor is on a city which is on the gvul. V'loish sholosh, you can't make sholosh or nidachas, theoretically two, yeah, but not three. Avaloisin achas or shtayim, one or two cities, yeah. Even though the Gemara brings a day that Iyan nidachas never happened, and it never will. One old slon, a whole city dealing with the Zohar. L'maisa the drosha is, the pasuk says, kishishma ba'achas orechon, one of your cities. So one means one, not two. Now, the Mishnah says only three, not. The Teretz is that the two, each one is considered an individual city, and each one is an achas. Three, we already see it as a triangle, and it's already a whole cluster. So that is already not an achas. It's not a cheftz of achas. L'maisa, each city, even though l'chertz and individuals in the city, is called the klal. The reason why it can't be on the border is a diuk ha-pasuk. The pasuk says, Yotzu anoshim b'nei b'li'al mikir becho. Mikibecha means from inside Eretz Yisrael, not on the border. Now, that's the Gzeres HaKosov. The time of the Kron, the way the Mepharshim say it is because to create an empty, open, destroyed space on the border of Eretz Yisrael is dangerous. So the Maisa, they do carry out the death sentence against the Ivdei HaVadzor, but to leave the whole city destroyed and desolate forever, that they don't do basfar. Mishnah Vav, Sanhedrin Gedoy Lahoysel Shoshim Ve'achon. Here we get back to what we mentioned before. What's the Sanhedrin HaGodl? 71, Uktana Shalasim Vishloisha. The Sanhedrin HaKtana was in, obviously underneath, and it was subservient to the Sanhedrin HaGdoylo. Uminayin L'Gdoyle Shoshim Ve'achon. Now the Mishnah brings the Mekoyres. How do we know that it's Taka 71? Just says Sanhedrin HaGodl. Shenema, Isfili Shivim Ish Mizikni Yisrael. In Pashas Baloyscha with Moshe Rabbeinu, gathers together 70 people, that Chazal understand was the forerunner of all Sanhedrin HaGdolos in the future of Klal Yisrael. The 70 does not include Moshe. Moshe Agabem, he's certainly one of the number. So obviously you have 71. Harei Shivim Ve'echot. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Shivim. Moshe Rabbeinu did not sit with them badin. Now, it's interesting because the number 70 is a minyan ha-shokel. We had a basic principle that we discussed in the beginning of the parak that we don't make a bezin shokel. So you have to say over here, which the Rosh Hashanah point out, Tos Yontem brings, that since over here the Torah says shivim, so shivim is shivim. The Rebbe Yehuda held that Moshe Rabbeinu is not bechal, he's not mizdayin with them. When there's a diyun amongst the 70, it doesn't go to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tanna Kamma held no. The Tanna Kamma held he's bechal. We mentioned in Mishnah Hay that sometimes we refer to as Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Ushtayim. The source of that is not in the number of the Sanhedrin that you have in the Pasuk, but the Sanhedrin itself is, let's say, 71, but the Sanhedrin was led by two. The same way we discussed Moshe Rabbeinu, either being Bechlal and then there's 70, or not being Bechlal, and there's 71. So there's another source that in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, there were two heads of the Sanhedrin. There was the Nasi, and there was the Mufla. One of them certainly was not Bechlal, the vote, when they counted the Sanhedrin to give a final psak. But they were there and they were part of the Sanhedrin. They presided, whatever that means, over the proceedings. You have the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, who was the head of the Sanhedrin, who gave the drasha, who led the discussion, who brought up the shailas. So it was called the Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Ushtayim in some sources. But that's a later takana, and that's what we have in Mishnayis, in the beginning of Avos, that the Seder Shel Shelas HaTorah had zugois, which means that those two that are mentioned, one is a Nosi of the Sanhedrin, they're both heads of the Sanhedrin. One is called the Nosi, one's called the Mufla. Later on, at the end of the Tkufas HaTanoim, that distinction became bottled. There's a whole sugya in Horius about that. So that's why we have the number 70, we have the number 71, and we have the number 72. How do we know that a Sanhedrin that could paskin dine nefoshos is 23? The Torah says legabe diunim of dine nefoshos on an individual. We don't need Sanhedrin agadol. V'shoftu ho'edo, the edo is mishpatim, the edo, the assemblage. V'itzilu ho'edo, and they paskin, or they could paskin l'schuzoi. And it's also called an Edo. Edo Shefetes ve'Edo Matzelas. There's an Edo on this side, there's an Edo on that side. An Edo L'chiv and an Edo L'ptur. What's an Edo? Harei Kanesvin. U'minayin le'Edo Shia. So who told you an Edo is 10? That twice 10 is 20. Shenema Admosa lo Edo Aro Azois Yotzi Yeshua V'Kolev. The Pasuk says, by the Miraglim, the Torah refers to 10 Miraglim that was Sorak, that came back with Lashon Hara, as an Edo Aro Azois. That's 10. Now, it's interesting because there's a shaila that all dvarim shem kedusha are 10, we learn out from Edo, and it's the shaila, how would they mitstarif the miraglim to a minion if they came back saying that they're b'nei shalom, m'bli yichelus Hashem, l'chor they were apikarsim in Hashem's power. So l'chor, if they were apikarsim, they should have been posel a minion. Ramayshin, a true negus Moshe, brings from that araya that even the miraglim, or even any Rosha, is kosher for a minion. The fact that somebody is posel for different dinim because he doesn't believe Kwanzan is not a Shem Eterim Mitzvah does not posel him for being part of a minion. Okay, interesting Maramok. So now, what we have is 20. We have the Eidah Shefetis for Eidah Matzelas. U'minayin lahovi oid shloshim imash mashenem mar lo siach yiram lorois. The Pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim, now we don't follow the roiv in a Sanhedrin, l'roiv is to punish. Shemeani she'ei imoim l'toivo. Sounds like that you could use the roiv even l'toivo. In Cain, the Mishnah says, we have mashmas in the pasuk, don't use a roiv l'gabi l'hariya. Do use a roiv l'toivo. So why is the pasuk achir adam l'hatois? The pasuk starts out, the pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim, Sanhedrin paskins al pi roiv achir adam l'hatois. Suppose that everybody quotes, how do you know Roiv Min HaTorah? Acharam Lahatis. Then the Torah says, do use the Roiv, don't use the Roiv. It sounds like don't use the Roiv L'ro, but do use the Roiv L'chayva. So the Mishnah explains, Loika Hatioscha L'toiva Hatioscha L'ro. The Torah is not telling you Acharam Lahatis is subjective. Acharam Lahatis B'chol Oifin. However, the exact Oifin of Roiv, they use L'toiva, don't use L'ro, which means that when you have an overwhelming majority, they have adi paskin acharam lahatis. That's poshut. However, hatiyoscha l'toivo al pi echod, the Gemara understands that since the pasuk is not mefarish, we have to take the minimal amount. There's no din to go after roiv when the roiv is only one. L'ro. Hatiyoscha l'toivo, even when there's a squeaking majority of one that you could use. Hatioscha l'ro al pishnayim. Hatioscha l'ro, achram lahatis of l'ro has to be a bigger majority than just the roiv. So now, that means that if somebody would tell us that there's a 10 versus 10, two edos in a Sanhedrin agadol, you need one that there shouldn't be a bez nashokel. Having 21 means you could have a psak, l'toiv u'l'ro of 11 against 10. But you won't be able to paskin l'ro 11 against 10, because a majority of one doesn't count. And the Torah says there has to be a v'shoftu. There has to be an eder that's mezakeh him. So the eder shefetes has to be at least 10, standing up against 10. So it can't be 11 against 10, l'ro. So obviously it's going to have to be 12 against 10. But it can't be 22, because ein bez neshokul. It has to be 23, which means that for a psak letoiv, 12 versus 11 will win letzad aschus. 12 versus 11 will not win letzad aro. Then you're going to need 13 against 10. V'kam yehei be'ir v'tei ru'i l'sanhedrin. What does that mean, that every single place, shoiftim v'shoiftim titin l'cho b'chol shorecho, in every town and village and city, maybe on every block? What's called an ear? Maybe in every neighborhood, in every shtot? What's called an ear that has enough people that it demands that Klal Yisrael establish a Sanhedrin? Me'ev'esu. 120 members of a town has to have a Sanhedrin. Where does this come from? So the Rav brings in the Gemara a very interesting cheshmer of 120 people. He's saying what needs a Sanhedrin are cotton, otherwise known as a Sanhedrin for Din Nefashos, 23. So you have 23 residents of the town. Then, in every Sanhedrin, there were those that did Shimush, there were Tamil Chum, that sat, that listened to the proceedings. So you have three rows, the Gemara says over there, you have three rows of 23. What's brought by Chazal is they needed, in case they needed fill-in Dayanim, so they had three rows of 23. So that's now 23 times 3 is 69, plus the original 23 is 92. So far we have 92 residents. Every town has a sor batlon, sugis and megillah. You have to have 10 people that are ponu, that are not working hard in fields and businesses. They're available for tzorchei tzibur. The Rav describes a sor b'nei odom batlon mikom alocha yeshvin tomet b'beis medrash. They're available for dvarim shebegedusha. They're available for learning. They're available to be mitzarf to a minyan b'chule. Shnei soifrim. In the Bezdin, you need also recording secretaries. Two seifim, lichtev, divrei ha-mezakim, and divrei ha-mechaim. You can't mix up the tainess of the mezakim and the mechaim. Everything has to be written down and recorded. So how many residents are we up to? We had 92. We added 10, is 102, 104. Shnei chazonim. The Bezdin has two functionaries that are shamoshe Bezdin, the shamoshim. They're the ones who give out einshim. Lahalko is a chayav lahazim baleadin to send summonses to the Bezdin. So we're up to 104. Ushnei baleadinim, the two people themselves are from the town, right? 106. Ushnei edim, in order to paskin, you always need two edim. So you have 108. Shnei zaymimim, every case of edim we learn out has to have the potential for edu zaymimim, which means that every edim, kind of edim, has to have inherent in his system that he could always be framed by another kad edim, and Memele he's going to make sure. What's Zoymimim? Zoymimim is a kad of edim that come in. Reuven and Shimon said edus on two people, that Levi borrowed from Yehuda $100, or that Levi killed Yehuda. Yisachar and Zvulun could come in and say that Reuven and Shimon amu Zoymimim, and with that Reuven and Shimon will be punished. Because of that possibility, that of punishment, it creates a deterrent. So you need the Shnei Zoymimim. The Gemara adds you have to have Zoymim Ezoymim. The second Kat of Edim also have to have deterrence factor. They have to have a third Kat Edim. Now, why don't you have to have a fourth, a fifth? Because the second could always... The second has deterrence from the third. So the first Kat Edim has deterrence from the second. The second has deterrence from the third. The third has back from the second. Similarly, you need only the Zoymim Ezoymim. Okay, then the Gemara explains Roifi Uman Lahakiz Dam. Every town needs a doctor. Lahakiz Dam was the standard medical procedure of bloodletting. Lavlor. A Lavlor is a barber. Malamit Tinoikos. You add up all these individuals, Mev Asim. Now, the barber has to have clients. It doesn't say how many clients he has to have. But Akoponim, these are the people that have to be in a town. So this is the minimum. He makes the cheshbon not so much from a arbitrary cheshbonus of how many people have to be in a town, but the number 23, where's that sourced in Parshas Yisroi, where the original Dayonim and Shoiftim that would answer questions, So we have over there these representatives. Yisra established a system of Sari Elef, Sari Meya, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asara. That's the lowest amount of platoon commanders that there are. So 23, Recht Zogin, that each one would be considered the minimal Asari Asara. So maybe you have 230 residents. And Enochan Ami in small villages where there weren't 230 or 120 people, according to either Shita, they would make only a Bezin Shal Sholosh in order just to make Seder for Dini Momenes and so on and so forth, and Shtaris and whatever needed to be done in terms of business. And for Dini Nefashis, they would have to be Semichon from the bigger towns.